Schoen Zeit in ich fuhr zurück, zurück zu dir, mein Teurer, mein Barofar. Mein Herz ist nicht schwer, ich sorg dich nicht mehr. Seuf, ich fuhr heim zu euch, mein Barofar. Dort, wo die Schabbes und die Jontif ist nicht schwach, wo jeden lernen ein Blatt, Tag und Nacht. Sag jedem dem Wort, als du bist mein Ort. Ich bet noch euch, mein Goldene, mein Boropan. Park, ich mein nicht Prospekt Park, nur dir allein schön Boropark. Sag alle mein Freund, Abwurf und Heint, ich kauf a Kondominium in Boropark, mit Schlafzimmer vier und zwei Chandelier. Fahr mir wird lichtig freilich sein in Boropark. Es ist mir finster, kalt wie Winter, wo ich bin. Es fällt da heilige Flamme,
my life I've sought to sing a song of peace. That's peace I've always thought. I was born to say, wherever I may be, it's not for me alone, but each one on his own.
Они наладила шалом шерак яги, они наладила шалом шерак яво, они наладила шалом шерак яви, они очей, они очей, ее перво, они наладила шалом шерак яги, они наладила шалом шерак яво, они наладила шалом шерак яви.
אני נולדתי אל החלום, ובו אני רואה נור שיבוא שלום. נולדתי לעשות ולאמונה, שהנה הוא יבוא אחרי 30 שנה.
אני נולדתי לשלום שרק יגיע, אני נולדתי לשלום שרק יבוא, אני נולדתי לשלום ש... shalom sherak yavi. Ani nolad yele shalom sherak yavi. Ani rotche, ani rotche, ani rotche.
And lives, they pray for this land to see its lovely skies, and now we can hope that peace will soon arrive, peace for all of us, shalom for all mankind. This week's Sedere is Parshas Shemos, which is the first parsha of the book of Exodus.
No, it's Bereishis this week. It's Bereishis. Sure,
the first parsha at the end of the book of Bereishis. And we see the rise of Israel's greatest leader, the man who leads them out of slavery.
What do you mean slavery?
Joseph.
That's right.
And God appears before Yaakov at the burning his deathbed, and we learn a great lesson from the story of the Egyptian who smote the Israelite, which was wrong.
No, it's Bereishis.
And Pharaoh's decree that he couldn't do enough for Joseph and his family. Joseph's greatest attribute was his coat of many colors. It was when he came to Sinai that his bones were taken out. No wonder God's message caused Joseph to exclaim, Chazak, Chazak, when is Chazek?
I think I finished already.
The rabbi, he told me not to do it anymore. The rabbi, I told him that he didn't know the score. I said, everybody's doing it, so why can't I? I have never been a pious holy guy like a rabbi. The chazan, he heaved a sigh and then he breathed real deep. The chazan, he hummed a lullaby and went to sleep. Then he started in to smile a lot. Guess he was dreaming he was Rosenblatt, the chazan. The shamus, he told me I have yahrzeit for my mom. The shamus, I told him she's alive and well in Guam. He said he was sorry for making a mistake, and then he offered me a shot of schnapps and cake like a shamus. The rabbi, he asked me what it takes to be a Jew. The rabbi, I told him that there's nothing much to do. I said, you give a little money to the UJA, and each and every year maybe you pray one day with the rabbi.
Kol nidrei besorei שבועי בחרומי בקונומי בחינויי.
The rabbi, I saw him turn away and start to cry. The rabbi, his heart was broken, but I don't know why. I know I really like him as a person, you see, but why must he keep on reminding me that he's the rabbi? The rabbi. The rabbi. The rabbi.
Why, Delilah? foolish Shiloh. So, as I knew that this they intended to do, I got back to Micha, and now I'm the rabbi there too. I got my Shemicha, and now I'm the rabbi there too.
Introducing the assistant chief cantor of Tzahal, accompanied by the Army Choir, Artillery Division.
Symphony in stereo,
led by a trio we unite in a day,
by Mordechai,
Shlomo,
and Joe.
I took an old Polish melody and found the Shikairis at feet. With the help of my travel and the agency, my records and the golden light.
Moshe Rabbeinu and Ben Yisrael, Zekir Anayam long ago. Now we are singing whatever don't say,
my Mordechai, Shlomo
and Joe.
With Mordechai, Shlomo
and Joe.
I studied in Lakewood in years gone by. I also could play some guitar, with everyone singing my SOA night. My music, it made me a star.
Shiri Barcelona כולם שרים ברוך ומקום לידתי, וכל היהודים כולם מכירים ראי רחל ראי.
משה רבינו אמני ישראל תכיר עד היום לא גדול.
Mordechai, Shlomo
and Joe.
David HaMelech, composer and king, the words of the hymns and flow through an amplified voice in a synthesized space,
with Mordechai, Shlomo, Mordechai, Shlomo, Mordechai, Shlomo
and Joe.
always sleeps whilst others pray. He slept whilst others cry or in vain. He looks at his soup and he recalls what it lacks is in fact matable. His canadla step by step. He tells his mother, don't forget. She thinks he's super overall, so she feeds him his needs. Any luxury he'll get makes him upset. He'll have one of Bruegger's without regret. His days of asking are all gone. He knows just where Kretlich belongs. He thinks that the fight is worth it all. He bit the bug, it's like a drug. He'll
friends, there's a story about a little old rabbi, a holy man with saintly white hair and a flowing beard, mamash tzaddik, you know. And one day this holy man, the rabbi, decided to go and be the 10th man to make the minyan at the little shul at the edge of town. This tiny shul which had stood for so long, gewalt, it had seen generations of wars and heilige neshomas, you know. The little shul which was waiting for the 10th man so they could pray and keep the little shul open. And as this saintly rabbi made his way to the little old shul, he came across a little flower, and the flower asked him, "Tell me, holy rabbi, where are you going?" And the holy man replied, "I'm going to the little shul at the edge of town. I'm going to be the 10th man to make a minyan so the shul can stay open." "Hurry on, holy tzaddik," whispered the flower, "to keep the shul open." And some distance on, a little child came to him, Tyron Shomele, you know. And he asked the rabbi to stop and play. But the little old rabbi said, "Hey, what's going on? I cannot stop to play. I must hurry to the little old shul where they're waiting for me to make a minyan, to keep it alive." "Make haste then, saintly soul," uttered the small child. And he hadn't traveled but mamish 100 yards when a little precious bird landed on his shoulder. "Where are you headed?" asked the precious little bird. "Oh dear little bird, I'm traveling to the little old shul at the edge of town. I must get there to make the minyan. I've been delayed by a little flower and then a child, and now by you, precious little bird. I must go and keep the shul open so they can daven, you know." "Godspeed," exclaimed the little bird. And indeed the holy rabbi made his way to the other side of town. And as he approached the little old shul, he found it was closed. But a little note was left on the little handle, which a little old rabbi opened and read little by little. And it read, "Holy man, you're a little too late." And this is the moral of the story. Listen carefully.
Oh. putting on tefillin, trying to forget my Yetzer Hara. Hanging down on my face, trying to conceal my words of a feeling I'm tied up into fear. Penicillin, this tonic of old. Feeling, ay, 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 feeling, the power of a healing. Long ago feeling, putting on to fill in, trying to forget my Yetzer Hara.
As Moshe stood on the edge of the mountain, his hands were raised, but he was weary. It had been a hot summer, and this was no way to run walking tours. He looked up and saw an angel. "What news do you bring?" asked our learned teacher. And the angel replied, "Kichol migoy de am charusa."
Kichol migoy de am charusa. Kichol migoy de am charusa. Beyonek hateret beliashov ma'adir kol ha'melamim. Kichol shevi belukta Anatolita ba'im mamash divraita shenita be'ano hochek be'ato la'shem divraita ki alamo ki chol migoy de Charusa, ki chol migoy de yam charusa. Yonek hateret beliashov ma'adir kol ha'melamim. Shevi belukto anatolito va'im mamas divraita. Ki chol Kichol migoy dei am charusa.
Can we get some applause effect, possibly? Oh, that's perfect.
This is David Brunchler of Number Some of News. We recently had a report of a sighting of Mashiach. We report an interview live from Jerusalem.
How do you know it was the Mashiach, Mr. Blender?
Well, obviously, he was not from Kfar Saba.
Well, okay, but and he was on a white susita.
Well, what was he doing in Kfar Saba?
He was getting directions. He'd been to Kiryat Shmone, and he waited ever so long for a bus to the interchange at Rosh HaNikra.
Why the further delay, though?
Apparently his manager, Eli Yuhu, went on ahead, but he stopped off at Dan Carmel to look up an old flame.
Did you address him?
No, but I did get a chance to speak to him.
So?
He said he was delivering the Geula Shleim, eh? Now I asked him what business he's in, and he said, the end of the world is nigh. And I told him I heard this before. And then he says, no, you don't understand. Og and Mogok were about to engage in a final conflict. But I wished him Mazel Tov, and he said he had to get to Yerushalayim.
What did you do to help?
Well, I arranged for him a sherut.
How did he talk?
Well, in a very loud voice. Very loud voice. And not loud enough to wake the dead. He said he encountered skepticism.
In what way?
Well, most people, when you found out who he was, wanted him to hold off till the last episode of Dallas.
Then what?
He said he rang up people in Jerusalem.
And?
He was told that they knew he would come before the telephone repairman.
Well, he must have felt quite disheartened.
Yeah, sure he was. He went back to check with the governor, so he said. He said he wouldn't believe what's going on in this world.
And?
We still haven't heard from him.
If you're sad or vain and you need to pray, son, you might as well be a Jew that day. Should the trend reverse to a business curse, for there's nothing worse than an empty purse. Make your deal with God, you'll feel better then. It won't be so hard to believe again. If you say I vain and you need to pray, if you say I vain, if you say I vain, as I know you will, you should daven hard, it's your daily pill. You will feel remorse if you ever can, for your sins, of course, cause you're just a man. If your minion shows and you feel the need, for your conscience knows, making your heart bleed. If you say away, it won't go away, just to say away. But if you dare commit a crime, the judge will send you down Lehaim. But you're a sinner, please don't cry, you'll have more fun until you die. But you're a sinner, so please don't cry, you have more fun though until you die. If you say au revoir, if you say au revoir,
You say you're there, and you're turning pale. Then it's time to fly on to Israel. You say you're better now, though you're really not. You're a millionaire, but you buy your plot. Thought you'd take it with, but it isn't on. While the kids get raised, just as soon you're gone. Then they'll say, oy vey, you're not in the way.